Ever since I started earning, one thing I have been told is that I need to build up a credit score. I need to ensure I have a good credit report on my name so that I can be able to access loans when I need to buy a car, buy a house, whatever the case may be. But I was never told, how exactly do you do that? How exactly do you build up your credit score and have a good credit report on your name? So on today's episode of the Students Investor Podcast, I want to share my own story on how I built up my credit score to sit at 648 out of 705 on clearscore.com. I will be sharing that story because that credit score I have is looked or seen as a good one to have. And for someone my age, it's rare to see a young person with such a credit score. So I want to share a practical story on how I built it, on how I reached the level of where I am right now. I'm not saying this is what is advisable for people to do. I won't be saying this is the ideal credit score for a person to have, but I'm just sharing my own journey, my own story. If you find inspiration in it, find motivation and practicality of it, that is for you to decide if that's the case. But I'm just sharing my story on today's episode. So without wasting any time, guys, let's get into today's podcast. Sorry, guys.
Cheap. A dirty word, right? Well, let's think about that. Right now, you can get the cheapest forex rate around on the Shift app. Dollars, pounds, euros, you won't find cheaper anywhere else. And with that cheap forex, you can enjoy more of the things you travel for. Or you can take it and buy shares in the world's best companies, all on the Shift app. Or if you, like so many people out there, are investing in foreign currency, you can. Cheaper than anywhere else. So if cheap gets you more of life's best things, it's not such a dirty word after all. Get the cheapest forex rate around. Download the Shift app now. Shift operates under the FSP license of Standard Bank.
Welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. The podcast that focuses on starting a conversation about money, investing, growing your career, and being a young person in South Africa. Our goal is to simplify the conversation so that we can all learn and grow as young people in South Africa. Hello, future millionaires and billionaires, and welcome to the Student Investor Podcast with Ivan Sambo. As I said on the intro of today's podcast, we'll be talking about credit score and credit report. I'll be sharing my own story on how I built mine and how I got it to where it is today. As I said in the intro, currently my credit score is sitting at around 648 points out of 705 points, which according to clearscore.com, it's a good credit score to have. And I'll be sharing how I built it. But I must put a disclaimer. Number one, the podcast episode today doesn't constitute as financial advice or doesn't aim to give you as to come out as financial advice. It's for me to share my own story for educational purposes in order to motivate young people to also take account of their credit report and their credit performance. So let's set the scene for today's episode on how I built my own credit score to sit on where it's sitting right now. So the first thing I ever done when I wanted to build my credit score was, as everyone wanted to do, is to access credit. And access credit, the first thing I wanted to do was to take a loan, right? Because I remember when I first wanted and first to be keen on building up my credit score was when I was desperate to get access to short loan, because I had some few family issues, and I wanted to get a loan of a bare minimum of 2,000 rand. I remember correctly, it was 2019 and I wanted 2,000 rand, and I've been banking for years with Standard Bank, and I always had a good balance on my Standard Bank debit account and savings account with Standard Bank. But when I wanted to take a small loan of like 2,000 Rand, Standard Bank couldn't give it to me. And I remember I asked the lady who was making the application to at one of the branches here in Tiger Valley. The lady said it's because you have no credit score, you have no credit report under your name, and we can't give you 2,000 Rand. And your earning is too little as well for us to give you that amount of money. And I got, but at that time, I think I was a second year law student, so I didn't earn that much. And I was relying on Netflix and my parents and some side hustle I was doing, which was not sustainable at that time. So I had to go back to the drawing board and see how I can get that 2000. Luckily, that issue solved itself. I didn't need a loan, but I had to find a way to build a credit score. And I had to find a way to ensure that I have a stable income. But today I won't be talking more about the income. I'll be talking about more about how I actually built the credit score. So what did I do first? So in order to get credit, you need credit. We've always been told that. And for me, I had to look at the cheapest, easy, accessible credit available to me at that given time. And after doing some research, I applied for credit in two stores. And I apply for clothing credit. The first store was Identity and the second one was Truett. Truett rejected my application because of my income, but Identity took my credit. So it allowed me to open a clothing store account. I remember the first one, they gave me 2000 rand to buy clothes at Identity. And in doing so, I was smart about it. I decided that as much as they're giving me 2000, I'm gonna set myself a goal that I am gonna keep this account open for a minimum of 12 months. And I'm gonna ensure that I have a credit utilization of under 40%. Meaning, number one, credit utilization, meaning that what this amount of money give me as credit to buy clothes at Identity, I will always use under 40% of it. I will never go above 40% of this money, and I'll always pay on time, right? That was the goal. Those were the two goals I set myself. And I remember when I opened it, I used 40% of the 2000 it gave me, and I set my credit for 12 months. I paid it back. I was paying every month or the amount of money they stipulated. I never went beyond or below. I just paid exactly how much they said I must pay. And for 3 months, I got a credit increase, meaning that now I can buy clothes for even more amount of money, but I did not. I wanted to still pay back the 40% I used, right? So I kept on paying back the stipulated amount of money every single month. And another 3 months has passed, which is 6 months of me having this Identity account. I got another increase as well, which was for me came for as a surprise because it's not typical how I thought it worked, but okay, I got an increase. I used it again, but I was still staying under 40% of the overall credit limit I had. I used it again and I kept on paying, right? So the 12 months came to an end and the only credit I had under my name was this one. And in the last two months before the account, the 12 months of me having this Truett account was about to end, I paid it all off. I left the account, I did the account open. I didn't close it, but just paid it off, meaning I don't owe nothing besides administrative fee of like, I think it's like 3 rand per month or 2 rand per month for my identity. Besides that, I didn't owe them anything besides administrative fees, which count for the mere fact that you have an account with them, you must pay an admin fee, right? And when that 12 month ended, I went to TFG and I went to Vodacom and Cell C to open another account because my credit score was not growing as fast as I wanted. And when I was looking and doing more research, and I found that it's because of the type of credit I had. Identity is not seen as lucrative, but it's not seen as a high value credit, for example, right? So Identity was not building my credit score in a better way than I wanted it to be. But I was still having a bad credit score at that time. I don't remember correctly, but I think I was sitting at around 510 points out of 705 on ClearScore. So what I did that I went to TFG, Vodacom and Cell C. I applied for a cell phone contract at Cell C. I apply for cell phone contract as well at Vodacom, and I apply for a clothing account with TFG. Vodacom accepted me and Cell C accepted me as well, at the same time TFG. But I didn't take the Vodacom contract, I only took the Cell C contract at that time, but I didn't need two cell phone contracts. I was just applying because I didn't sure if both of them will take me or none will not take me. But all three of them took me. And in that month, the second month after I made all those three applications, my credit score took a knock. And when I look at why it took a knock and it went down, it's because I was applying for so much credit in one given time. So my rule of thumb going forward was, number one, I will never apply for credit back to back because it makes you look desperate in your credit report, but now you look desperate for credit. Number two is that whenever I need credit, I need to plan in advance and ensure that my credit score meets up to the credit I want to apply for, without even actually applying myself, going through the credentials to apply for the credit, the requirements. I must ensure that it meets up with my credit report and my credit limit. And it's better sometimes to also come with your credit report, download it from your credit bureau, and go with it and sit down with your consultant, go through the actual paper that actually and actually doing it online. Because sometimes some consultants in banks or allow you, for example, you're going to a bank, to go through the actual paper of your credit score before even applying or checking in their system. So when they're checking on their system, it's just an aftermath of them already went through your credit report, the actual paper credit report that you have downloaded from your credit bureau. That's the one thing as well that I have set as a rule of thumb going forward. But at that time, right now it's 2020 during COVID, I had only three credit accounts under my name, which is the Celsius cell phone contract, as well as the TFG account, which I got as well. And now I also have the old identity account, which I'm still having. I don't use it. As I said, I paid it off. I only have admin fee for it. That's I used for almost 2 years. I only had those one. For a year until 2021 November. Yeah, I used those three. And I think I kind of just sitting TFG, just using it under 40%. Cell phone contract, just paying my monthly bill, typical. Then in November of 2021, I took out a credit account. I had a credit card for the first time in my life. And it came as a shock. Let me tell you that. Let me be honest about that. I was so shocked when I got my first credit card. And also, to be honest, I applied for my credit card out of the obsession of wanting to have a better credit score. It wasn't me needing it, number one. It wasn't me seeing the value of having a credit card or the importance or any need that I had in my life. It was pure out of this obsession I have developed of just having a perfect credit score and a perfect credit account, and it wasn't reaching the level I wanted it to reach, right? So I was so obsessed with the cell phone contract and this true and this TFG account. I'm not reaching this point I want to have. So what did I do? I closed my identity account off, like literally just closed it off, but I wasn't using it at all. I closed it off. I was just having it because I wanted to have this thing of good credit utilization, because overall, when they see you have qualified for so much amount of money but not using it, you're only using under 40% of it, your credit utilization looks good. But because my credit score wasn't building the way I wanted, I was so obsessed with this thing of having a good credit score, I took out a credit card, and I got exposed to a huge amount of money that I have never seen in my life. And that was the peak time in my life where my content was doing good. I was working for the university, I was doing side gigs. Financially, I was okay. I didn't need a credit card. But I applied for this and I qualified for what my bank statements and everything showed that I did. And I don't want to say how much I got, but I got a huge amount of credit, of money in a credit card. And within 2 months, I blew it all. In 2 months, I remember it was 2022. In 2 months, I took that credit card from where I received it to zero, meaning I own huge amount of money to Discovery. I had to pay back loans now. Now I was in huge debt. And it happened without me consciously knowing it's happening, because I did not plan it. I don't want to lie, I didn't know it. And I had to now revamp myself and sit down with myself and say, hey, I opened this credit card for the aim of building a credit score, but now I'm killing that credit score. I opened this credit card and had this access to all this credit for the aim of wanting to have a good credit score, but I'm killing all of that now because I'm overspending money that doesn't even belong to me. This money belongs to the bank. This money belongs to this financial institution. It's not my money, but I'm overspending now. My credit utilization, guys, that time, I remember, it went up to 75%. I mean, I was using 75% of the credit I was given. And I had to make a hard decision of taking money that was sitting in my savings account, in my emergency savings account, and to go and pay half of that debt off. And luckily, through the grace of God and the blessings of my ancestors, I was able to get some jobs and a good promo deal that within 4 months I paid off my credit card. And my credit utilization was back to under 40%, 35%, and I was able to keep it low. I still have the credit card to this day, because now my credit is the clothing account, my cell phone contract, which I closed down the Celsius one, by the way, because it was becoming too expensive as well. And I was like, a time for me to review my understanding of debt, because this obsession of building credit score and having a good credit score is now affecting me financially and mentally, and also being able to do the things I want to do for myself. So I closed down the Celsius cell phone contract. I took out a Vodacom cell phone contract, which was reasonable and made sense for me financially. Even now, still makes sense. That's why I still have it, and I still gonna renew it when I have to renew my cell phone contract again. And I still have the TFG account, which I love using a TFG account. Access to all those ranges of stores is good to me, but those stores I also love using. And I have the credit card still, but my credit utilization is still under 40%, and now currently as we speak, I always keep it under 35% of all those three accounts I have. My monthly payments is still low. I don't do credit application or inquiries for anything of any manner. And right now, my goal and plan is to stay with those three credit institution or credit accounts I have for the longest time, until I'm at that stage in my life where I will need to take out a financial loan of any kind based on good reasonings. And that is because, number one, I have an emergency fund. I don't believe I will need to take out a personal loan if it's not above what I have in my emergency fund. And the credit card I have right now as well, I use it as a form of a emergency fund as well. I use it when there's emergency things that I cannot afford to use my debit card for. But outside of that, it's just there. I have it, I can use it, but I don't. I have also to learn discipline. And I think owing and blowing it in 2 months was the wake-up call I needed for myself to ensure that I treat it well. My TFG account, I don't struggle with it. I'm using it very well. I have never missed a payment in all my credit. By the way, I have never missed payment on all my credit. But I have never overspent it or blew my TFG account. I've always as well. That is the one account since I overhappened. It's always stayed under 40% as well. So that's my story of how I build credits, guys. It's an honest story. I'm not saying it's perfect. It's a perfect story. I'm not saying it's a lesson story. I'm just saying that is my story. That's how I dealt with credit. And that's how I reached the point of being stable where I am right now. And I don't apply for loans. I get offered loans automatically by my bank, but I reject. I don't take any of them. They all tell me I qualify for 1, 2, 3, but I don't take them at all. I had to learn self-discipline. I had to learn to stay, if I'm going to take credit, keep it under 40%. Now my rule is keep it under 35%. Pay on time, don't make any application that you don't need to make, and ensure that you have self-discipline. As I said, this is my story. I'm not saying it's a perfect story, but I'm saying it's my story at the end of the day. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast. I know today was outside of the typical ones I talk about, but I believe it's a topic I needed to cover, it's a topic I needed to share, the topic that many people aren't willing to talk about, but I was like, let me jump on, let me cover it, and let me tell my story around dealing with credit. As always, guys, I am Ivan Patiently Sambo. I am your student investor, and thank you so much for the love. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. As always, let's keep on grinding. Let's keep on pushing.
Cheap. A dirty word, right? Well, let's think about that. Right now, you can get the cheapest Forex rate around on the Shift app. Dollars, pounds, euros, you won't find cheaper anywhere else. And with that cheap Forex, you can enjoy more of the things you travel for. Or you can take it and buy shares in the world's best companies, all on the Shift app. Or if you, like so many people out there, are investing in foreign currency, you can, cheaper than anywhere else. So if cheap gets you more of life's best things, it's not such a dirty word after all. Get the cheapest Forex rate around. Download the Shift app now. Shift operates under the FSP license of Standard Bank.